May it please the Court, John Harbin for the appellant, InView Security Systems. With me is my partner, David Moreland. I plan to address three issues in regard to the 1236 appeal, all of which do overlap, so I'll only argue them one time. The first is the port limitation that applies to Claim 12 of the 247 patent, as well as one claim of the 800 patent. The second is the single security code limitation that is a limitation in all the claims of the 800 patent. And the third is the limitation in Claim 20 of the 762 patent, as well as a claim in the 800 patent that the key has a timer and is configured to inactivate if not reset.
InView brings up an analogous art distinction. It argues that it wouldn't be obvious to combine Rothbaum and Denison because Denison is directed to, quote, vending machines, not retail security devices, quoting from your blue brief. But what's your response to the field of invention in each of the patents in suit, where it states that the invention, quoting, relates to security systems and methods for protecting merchandise from theft? Doesn't it necessarily follow that Rothbaum and Denison are directed to the same field of protecting merchandise from theft?
Yes, and to clarify one thing, Your Honor, in broad terms, that's true. We did not argue that they're not analogous, but they're about, analogous is in the case law binary, yes or no issue. I would think there should be degrees, and I think this is about as far away as you can get from analogous, but more importantly to us.
But you concede it's analogous, that's what you just said.
Yes, but more importantly to us is the principle that even analogous art, you have to look at the full teachings and can discourage the combination even when analogous, as in Polaris, and that is the situation we believe is the case here. And where we think a perfect example of this is in the port limitation. We think this is a limitation where the MTI proposed and the board adopted really hindsight of picking and choosing an element of the prior art to meet the limitations of the asserted claims with disregard of the teaching of the entire art. In that case, the claim at issue teaches comprising the security device comprises a port for receiving the key. In the 247 patent, it's a plurality of security devices.
In the red brief at 1661, MTI asserts that, I'm quoting, InView ignored its admission before the PTAB that use of a non-wireless key which requires a port would have been obvious, close quote. And MTI cites testimony from InView's expert agreeing that a person of skill in 2005 would know that two components, such as a key and a security device, could include a female electrical connection and the other a mateable male electrical connection. Doesn't that admission cut against InView's arguments on appeal regarding the obviousness of Claim 12?
No, Your Honor, we do not think it does, given the teachings overall of Denison, as well as the teaching of Rothbaum, but particularly Denison. I mean, the board was persuaded by the teachings of Denison that you would incorporate an electric key system from Denison into Rothbaum based on the perceived advantages. Well, the key advantages cited in Denison were wireless communication that is infrared and notes that it improves the security of the system because they're worried about exposure in the security device. So they have the lock in Denison secure hidden behind buttons and doors, and the infrared wireless communication is touted as enhancing that security. So if one of the skill was going to look at that, you would not say, well, I'm going to disregard the teachings about security and incorporate a wired connection in a port because it's a system.
Let me ask you about Claim 16 of the 247 patent and 35 to 38 of the 800 patent. Does InView dispute that Denison's key is programmed by a personal computer home base?
I'm sorry,
Do you dispute that Denison's key is programmed by a personal computer? That's home base 210.
In some of the embodiments, the Denison key is programmed by a computer.
Okay. And you agree, then you'd agree that the external computer of Denison is a programming station?
Yes, Your Honor, we don't dispute that.
Okay, thank you.
Counsel, a lot of the answers that you've provided so far to Judge Wallach's questions have really focused on the port, which I think is only in Claim 12 of the 247 patent. Are you dropping your analogous art arguments with respect to other claims?
No, Your Honor. No, Your Honor, I get into that focused on the 846 patent, but no, we have limited time, so I was focused on particular issues, but no, we're not. We think, in general, the teachings of Denison is aimed at a very different situation, remote vending machines and that are non-alarmed with a lock, shielded lock, versus a security device in a retail store that is alarmed, that teaches, that focuses on a simple system, self-contained, avoiding extraneous components. And we think when you look at the two, you know, there are problems with this combination proposed. And the other problem we have with the combination is how conclusory a lot of the opinions were. And a lot, and some of the, for example, the argument that, you know, wired to wireless communication was well known and easy to do is simply saying one of skill in the art could have done this, not would have done this given the teaching of the art. And as this court has held many times.
Isn't there an express reason, though, in Denison? Denison recognizes that mechanical keys have problems and that these electronic keys have certain advantages, including, you know, if you have employees that have the different keys, you can reprogram them. There's all these advantages listed, for example, on page A152 of the appendix. Why isn't that enough for providing a motivation to combine or modify the primary reference in view of Denison?
Two reasons, Your Honor. One is the fact that the keys in Denison is dealing with a different situation of having multiple keys for multiple machines that are distributed around. And in fact, it's set up to handle, both the keys and the lock are set up to handle multiple codes at the same time. And on the other flip side of the situation, Rothbaum doesn't express a concern about the security of a mechanical lock.
So your view is that because Rothbaum doesn't recognize a problem with the mechanical lock, that it's not, wouldn't have been obvious to one in ordinary skill in the art to replace the mechanical lock with an electronic lock, given the statements in Denison?
Our concern is the board didn't really address seriously any of the teachings of Rothbaum that are contrary to this combination. They only picked and chose among the ones that are favored.
What are the statements that are contrary to the combination?
Excuse me?
What are the statements that are contrary to the combination?
In Rothbaum, it is, Your Honor, that it's a self-contained system, that it is a preference for a mechanical key, that they want to avoid complexity, which the board did acknowledge that is a factor expressed in Rothbaum, but they said it was overcome. But
Where does Rothbaum say there's a preference for a mechanical key, or does that just come from the fact that it's the only thing disclosed?
I think that's correct, Your Honor. It doesn't address mechanical versus electrical. That's correct.
I want to ask you about Claim 20, where the board said that Denison doesn't disclose reprogramming or refreshing, but it nonetheless found that Claim 20 was obvious because the claim doesn't require reprogramming or refreshing. Let's assume hypothetically for the moment that the board misconstrued the claim and that the claim, as you argue, does in fact contemplate the capability of refreshing or reprogramming. Isn't reactivation and refreshing and reprogramming the same thing?
Yes, Your Honor, essentially yes.
So the board has already found that Denison discloses reactivation. Why isn't that sufficient to render Claim 20 obvious, even if their claim construction theory was incorrect?
I do not remember the board finding it teaches reactivation, Your Honor.
With respect to Claim 35, for example.
of which patent. I'm sorry.
It's claim 35 of the 800 patent.
I think it's at appendix pages 115 to 17.
My recollection is, and I want to address the question about claim 35, my recollection is regarding claim 20, the board specifically found Denison does not describe refreshing or reprogramming the code at all.
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting to you is that if Denison discloses reactivation, that it necessarily discloses refreshing or reprogramming because you've just admitted that they're the same thing.
I apologize. I'm trying to address, but it may be a difference between the key and the code. I think what Denison does not disclose is clearly is refreshing or reactivating the code, which is the refreshing and reactivation that's taught in Claim 20. And I don't think that's in dispute that Denison does not teach that.
Is that your argument for why Claim 20 isn't satisfied? Is it really because of the reprogramming and refreshing limitation, or what is your argument with respect to Claim 20?
Yes, well, to get there first, we have to, I think, reverse the board's claim construction because the board found essentially that the capability of...
Your argument is it has to have the capability to refresh or reprogram.
Yes,
but your problem, it seems to me, if Denison discloses reactivation, it automatically discloses refreshing or reprogramming.
And you've
because
already,
you've admitted they're the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Your Honor, if this answers your question, Your Honor, but Claim 20 of the
800
patent focuses on the programmable key being configured.
No, it's Claim 20 of the 762 patent.
Yeah, I think it's essentially. Anyway, I do not believe there's any evidence that the board found that the Denison key, the code in it can be refreshed or reprogrammed versus the key can be timed out of it.
But they did find that it discloses reactivation, which is the same thing. You can think about this. Do you want to save the rest of your time?
Thank you, Your Honor. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Mr. Norman?
I will save the rest of my time for, I think
yes.
We've addressed the issues that I want to address.
Mr. Norman?
May it please the court, I'm Alan Norman from Thompson Coburn on behalf of Mobile Tech Inc. And with me are my partners, Anthony Blum, Matt Burnell, and David Jenkins. Now the only issue raised by InView as to the vast majority of the claims on appeal is the obviousness of combining Rothbaum and Denison. And the only issues raised by InView with respect to the Rothbaum and Denison combination are all issues of fact, motivation to combine, expectation of success, and what the references teach, and the substantial evidence supports the board's factual findings. So Denison and Rothbaum are both directed to security devices for protecting retail merchandise from theft. Denison addresses...
I think that was conceded already, Ken.
Yes. And, Denison's primary point is addressing problems with mechanical keys. Counsel for InView indicated that that the primary limitation of Denison is a wireless key. Its primary purpose is not a wireless key. It's an electronic key as opposed to a mechanical key. And it explains the advantages of keys that can be lost and stolen.
I think we understand all of that.
Okay, so, but, all right. Okay, then I'll move on. So the board correctly found then that there was a motivation to combine. Also, the board correctly found there was an expectation of success in the combination, and the board correctly...
Could you take a minute to address Claim 20 and specifically the question asked by Judge Dyke earlier to the appellant?
Trying to remember which question in particular, but...
The question was, do you concede as to Denison that reprogramming, it's the same thing?
Yeah, I would say reprogramming is the same as...
So did your opposing counsel.
Reprogramming and refreshing is the same thing as reactivation.
I would say reprogramming, refreshing would constitute... No, well, I don't know that reprogramming is necessarily reactivation, because it could
be... The specification in a couple places says that in order to reactivate, you have to refresh or reprogram.
Well, that did not constitute, though, definition. It's just, and that
you're
it was
trying to support their argument.
Pardon?
You're arguing away from their concession, in other words.
Well, okay, I want to make sure that I'm understanding. With respect to claim 35, I do agree that Denison discloses reprogramming refresh.
In order to reactivate, you have to refresh or reprogram. They're the same thing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so and then with respect to claim 20, though, claim 20 does not even require reactivation or refresh.
Well, let's assume we don't agree with that.
Okay. Denison
still discloses refreshing or reprogramming because it discloses reactivation.
Absolutely. Okay. It discloses reactivation in two ways. It can be either programmed before, and because you can change the different settings on the key, you know, to accommodate different work schedules and stuff like that, it can be taken back to the programming station and reprogrammed, refreshed, reactivated at that time. So Denison, the combination of Rothbaum and Denison render obvious claim 20, regardless how claim 20 would be construed.
What about the timing aspect, where it's inactivated if that reprogramming or refreshing doesn't occur within a predetermined time?
And that's precisely what happens, because as Denison discloses, it can be programmed initially for different work schedules. So if nothing is done to the key will time out and stop operating after a period of time. That is precisely what Denison discloses. And if the work schedule is changed, it could be refreshed, reprogrammed at that time. So then with respect to the single security code issue, the board correctly construed single security code as one security code. It rejected InView's argument that the term imposes incapability on the programming station. InView's definition is certainly not the ordinary meaning of the term single. There was no lexicography, no disavowal of the term single in the patent. In the context of the claims, claim 35 of the 800 patent does not even require a code to be generated by the programming station at all. The code isn't even mentioned in the context of the programming station. It would not make sense to construe claim 35 as requiring a limitation or actually an incapability on the programming station. And in fact, no claim of the 800 patent recites an incapability of the programming station. Moreover, for all the reasons set forth by the board, the single security code limitation is contrary to the specification. To address the points raised by InView with respect to Rothbaum and the self-contained...
Can I back up for a second? You said none of the claims talk about the programming station generating the single security code. Did I misunderstand that?
Yes. What I'm saying is claim 35.
Okay.
Does not
but
require
the claims that depend from claim 35, for example, claim 36, and they talk about that generation.
Correct? Yes.
Okay.
And some of the other independent claims do as well. But the point is, since it's not a limitation that's in claim 1, it would not make sense to be applying a restriction on the programming station concerning an inability of the programming station with respect to the security code.
I understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying is that the board construed the term single security code to mean one security code, and there was no reason to read in anything about the programming station with respect to that.
Correct.
Okay.
But then with respect to Rothbaum's, the notion that Rothbaum talks about the self-contained system, the modified Rothbaum system would still be self-contained because the self-contained system is the same components. It's going to be the alarm mechanism with all the different sensors. That hasn't been modified with respect to Rothbaum. What's been replaced is an electronic key as opposed to a mechanical key. And yes, an electronic key will not be integrated, but neither was a mechanical key. Mechanical key was never integrated. So when we look at the integration, the components that is being discussed in Rothbaum concerning integration, is it the same thing that would happen in the modified Rothbaum system? Also, Rothbaum never mentions any preference for a mechanical key, and certainly not a preference for a mechanical key over an electronic key, because it doesn't even mention electronic key. None of the issues with respect to Rothbaum concern really even the key system. That's not the focus of Rothbaum at all. So,
okay. Anything more?
Pardon?
Anything more?
I think I have no more, unless you have any more questions.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Harbin?
Thank you, Your Honor. I think, Your Honor, I now understand your question. I think you were talking about the reactivation of operational limits in Denison, and does that require refreshing and reprogramming the key? We think, no, it does not, and the board was correct in that, and that's what I think Your Honor was getting at, that we do see a difference there between
specification them. In two places equates the two of them, but never mind.
I'm sorry, what you're...
The specification equates the two of them. In two places, it says that reactivation requires refreshing or reprogramming. And
our specification.
Yeah.
But I don't think that equates to the Denison teaching of reactivating or the key operational limits means that is refreshing or reprogramming as described in our patent. That's where I have the disconnect, if Your Honor understands what I'm saying. We agree reactivating the key does require in our patent refreshing or reprogramming the code, correct.
Okay.
But it's not the same as a Denison reactivating the operational limits, is our point. And briefly...
Really?
I thought I had 5 minutes, but I guess not. I thought I didn't use all my time. I thought I reserved 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you used it up in the opening argument.
I did. All right. Thank you, Your Honor. Sorry.
You have 18 seconds.
Sorry.
All right. Out of order, we're going to take next number 18-1889, InView Security Products, Inc. versus Mobile Tech, Inc. Mr. Harbin again.